Okay, this morning I found myself after chakras with a choice of preparing a share on Shemitah Safim or reviewing Hilchas Sukkah. So it was hands down. It was Hilchas Sukkah. I assume you feel the same way. Okay, very good. So I'd like to do is discuss two parts of Hilchas Sukkah. One, the dinim of sitting in the sukkah, and two, the kashrus shailas with the different types of sukkahs that are common or less common today. What I'd like to do is start, the hand that I have here is something I find very, very confusing. There are a couple of areas in the halachas of sitting in a sukkah that I find confusing. I don't even know what to do myself. So I end up eating a lot of cake. Because every time I don't know what to do, I just eat, and that way I have no shiloh of making a bracha. But at a certain point, it becomes very, very difficult. If the night of sukkah is one of the nights, I make a leish of a sukkah and eat a whole meal. And then I go out to shul to a sukkah, so I wash again, I make mezainis again. Then I come back to go to sleep in the sukkah. So it ends up being more of a tircha than a help. So I'd like to show you, you have in front of you the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Brura. I just want to show you how you read number one, number two, and number three. You get totally different results in what you do lamaisa. The shaila is this. The shaila is when you go to the sukkah, when do you make a bracha leishev sukkah? Now it's important to know there are two mitzvahs regarding the sukkah. One is the first night, and the other is the entire sukkah. The first night of sukkah, we have a hekish, tesvav from matzah on Pesach to eating in the sukkah on the night of tesvav. Just like matzah, there's only an obligation to eat a kazayis of matzah the first night of sukkah of matzah of Pesach rather, or the second night of chutz laretz, and the rest of sukkah you don't have to eat any matzah. You don't have to if you can't get any chametz, but there's no din to eat matzah 7 days. So if you want to wash, you have to have matzah. But the chiyuv is only the first night. Exactly the same thing is true in sukkahs. The first night of sukkahs, there's a mitzvah to eat a kazayis, just like there's a mitzvah to eat a kazayis of matzah. That's not the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. It's the mitzvah of eating a kazayis the first night. Then, besides that, there's a mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, which is the whole 7 days. Now, there are nafkaminas between them. First of all, two kazeis in the first night, one for that, one for that. Okay, that I'm not familiar with. But, I'll tell you why you're right. The mitzvah of eating a kazayis the first night is just like matzah, kazayis. Kazayis de'achilas pras, just like people are makpid to eat the matzah quickly, a kazayis de'achilas pras. The same thing is true with the kazayis of hamaitzi on the night of the first night. That's only a kazayis. The rest of sukkahs, the mitzvah is yeshiva sukkah, which is only a kebeya, which is at least two kazayisim, for the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. Because they're two totally separate gedorim of chiyuv. It's as I'm going to talk about. Now, there's one other nafkamina, and that is if it's raining. If it's raining the first night of Sukkot, just like the first night of Pesach, if you're stuck in the rain, you still have to eat the kazayis of matzah. There's no p'tur of mitzayir on eating a kazayis of matzah the first night. The same thing, eat a kazayis of maitzi in a sukkah the first night is even if it's raining, even if it's pouring. And you're a mitzvah in the sukkah, there's still a mitzvah to eat a kazayis in the sukkah the first night, no matter what. It's not the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. There's not to a second mitzvah. Yeshiva. Matter of fact, the Mishnah Brura says the first night, if you ate in the rain, and later it cleared up, you should go back to the sukkah and eat again to eat the yeshiva sukkah. Right. You have to eat under a sukkah. I'll never forget one of my in the late 80s. We had at that time we were on the list of Eish HaTorah. They had people who came in and learned about Yiddishkeit, so they sent people to certain homes. So for a few years we were on the list. It seems once we had six or seven little boys running around, someone took us off the list. But I remember we had a fellow who was exposed to Yiddishkeit for 2 weeks in Aish. And then he came back. It was during the summer. And they gave him our address. He came for Shabbos. And then he came for Sukkot. It was pouring. At that time, I had in the backyard, I had my sukkah. I was wondering what he was thinking about Yiddishkeit. We unrolled the dach halfway, so he was in the dry part. It was pouring on me, like my hat was dripping water. There I am making Kiddush and eating in this pouring rain. I don't know if I should insist he does it or not insist he does it. But Baruch Hashem, the last I heard of him about 10 years later, he was an assistant rabbi in a shul in the Hamptons. So he seems to be doing well. But Orthodox, yeah. No, I still remember his last name. Jonathan was his first name. I don't even remember his last name anymore. But anyway, but it's Taka strange. You know, it's pouring on you, just like this Pesach. There's no head to mitzvah here also. Why do you have to go back? So really, I didn't say the whole story. The reason you have to go back is because there are Rishayim who hold that even that Kazayis has a Ptur Mitzdar. That's why we don't make a Lesha Besukah. So if you ask the other Rishayim, that's really the reason. We're Makbid, yes, except the Mishnah Berurah says, the first night he says you should wait. He says, Ad Chatzos. I don't think too many people wait till Chatzos. He says, you should wait till close to midnight, the rain may stop. And then Sharatzin, he says, unless you have guests. You know what? You know how to put your guests out. So I'm always back with that guest the first night, just in case it rains. But the second night, he says, you don't have to wait. The second night, the sukkah, just eat, right, eat, and if it stops, eat again. It's true, that's the reason, because this man is still chatzais, that you have to have the kazais. Now, it is a sukkah. It's just not yeshiva sukkah. The sukkah is a sukkah, but you need teshu kein taduru, right? The mitzvah is potter because it's teshu kein taduru. You have to sit in a sukkah the way you'd sit in your house, and no one would stay in his house. It was boring. So in the midst of yeshiva sukkah, there's a ptur, but the first night there's a separate mitzvah, gzereshav chamisha asa, which is chiv to eat a kazayis. Which is a hekesh for matzah. The sukkah is a sukkah. It's not true. It's not a sukkah. It's not a yeshiva sukkah. Sukkah is a sukkah. It's still a sukkah. So there's no mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, which is correct. But the mitzvah kazayis b'sukkah still applies. If it's poor, we don't make because they have a. For women, so women are, it's interesting, women are pturais from, even the first time. It doesn't say an exception, it says women are pturais. I don't know the reason we're not, usually there's no Xer Shavu Lebechza, but I don't know. So really the logic is, I was telling Rishua, there are some Rishainim who learn that that Kazayis the first night also has to be. There's also a Ptur Mitzdar. There are some Rishayim who hold that way. And for Safi Brachis, we'll Chayshish those Rishayim. And that's why, if it stops raining, we go out to eat another Kazayas. There are Rishayim who hold that Tesvav Tesvav is also subject to the rules of Teshu Kein Tadura.
You don't make another bracha when you go out
a
second time.
You could make a bracha anyway. It's any night you eat a second time. You could. Any night, you eat once, you go out late, and you eat a second night. You can always make it less of a service.
So
there's
no. But you're being in the sukkah itself. You have this room over it, I'm saying, then you pull up the room.
Even in the rain. In the rain, we don't make a less of a sukkah because the rose will shine, even the first night, right. Right.
Right.
The Shechianu, we make in Kiddush anyway. Now, what you have in front of you is the following question. When do you make a Leisha Basukah in the Sukkah? The first night. The rest of the Sukkah is the mitzvah to live in the Sukkah. The Gemara says, Eichel, B'Shaisa, U'Metayel B'Sukkah. Metayel means you relax. You also relax in the Sukkah. So the question is, when do you make a bracha and when don't you? How much sitting in a sukkah is considered a sukkah? I mean, the lashon of the Maharil, which Mishnah Berurah brings, im roitza lasaper im chaveray yalu lasukkah. You want to shmooze to your friend? He doesn't mean divrei Torah. Mishnah Berurah says there shouldn't be a lashon hara, but if you just want to shmooze to your friend, you want to ask him how his vacation was. So you also, it's a mitzvah to go into the sukkah. You make a bracha. So here is where it's confusing. I'd like to read with you the three nakudas here, and it's very, very confusing. You see sifches tafresh labites sifches nagu. The mechaber says nagu is a minig she'ein mevarken al asuka ela bishas achila. We have a minig. I think most of us know about this minig that we never make a leishem asuka. Except when we eat in the sukkah. When you're eating in the sukkah, that's hands down, that's for sure. But otherwise, we don't make a bracha. So that's a meaning.
Prior
to eating. When you sit down to eat. As a matter of fact, many people have a minig to stand until they make leishev besukkah and then to sit down. The Rosh says it's a mistake. Leishev doesn't mean to sit. It means to live. Like Veyeshev Yaakov Vereshava. So it's not really a... Yeah, so you could sit. I'm saying those who have a meaning, but the Rosh says it's a mistaken taitch of leishev. It means to live. So mechaber couldn't be clearer. It's a one sentence mechaber. Now, when you read the first Mishnah Berurah that I underline, the Mishnah Berurah goes with that, and the Mishnah Berurah Mem Vav says, listen to how he says it. After Ratzalaymer Mem Vav, after Medina the Gemara daska paiskim rishayim kishaber besukah viyatsa lasi sinyana v'loy lazatek. If you go out of your sukkah, you don't plan to go back immediately. Binyan she yitzia Gemara, it can hari yisiach daita min a mitzvah. Really, every time you come back, you make a bracha. Really, Mikra Adin, you should always make a leisha besukkah. He says that, I may underline, Minik Kola, Oilam Kedas Apaiskim, Eim Avarech, and Elo Bishas Achila, Ephilim Yashim Besukkah, Kaidam Achila Shah, Eim Avarech. Mishnah Berurah is very, very clear that the minig ha'olam is to eat, make a bracha only when you eat. And then I underline kaswach reinim nachid adav alasis gam das apes gam yishayinim to be yais everybody loy leishiv kach b'li bracha. Okay, listen to this. Take him kishayavai b'voyei b'beisek desis yivarech adav ishul mechamesh esminim v'yach mimenu ma'at yaisu mikabeya. Every time you come to the sukkah, immediately eat some cake. Brownie bars are recommended, as you understand. He says, minig is always eat. Now that number two on the bottom, they put in the minig of the Svaradim underneath. Two, l'didav, Svaradim, daf kapas, ayik hafachayim. So, when you finish the mechaber and the first Mishnah Berurah, he calls it minig kol ha'olam. So it's very clear, the Lamais is very, very clear from here, that we don't make a leishev sukkah except if you're eating at least some mezainis. Now, it's very confusing. Jump down, but I numbered number two, memches. I don't know what to do. In memches, the Mishnah Berurah sounds totally different. Listen to what he says. You don't want to eat bread that day. You're going to eat meat and potatoes. If you went out of the sukkah, and you come back, you have to make a leishev besukkah, even though you're not eating anything. The davka yitzia gemura means he's mesiach das from sitting in the sukkah. If you went out just to get a drink or use the bathroom, that's not yitzia gemura. If you went to that mincha, that's yitzia gemura. So the davka kshayichol pas v'ulahanu pais yushim b'varech alekichia v'sukkah. Only if you plan to eat bread, they'll wait for the bread. Upay tekalad feilim.
She'ein ha'yachol l'sheach zeh. Kosev ha'chai yadam. Hu adink she'yotzi yitzia gemura la'achar achila. You finished the meal. You went out. You went to lower the chavrus. V'chayzev ha'dichnis. V'lo yachol ha'erev. You go eat to your sukkah. You don't put it to eat till the evening. Kodem achili yitzarech le'ira pavla to the Beis HaKnesses. And you go out to Mincha before that. B'zeh l'kuliyah v'tzarech levarech.
See, here we have a whole different tone. Here, Mishnah Berurah is saying, no, that's only if you plan to eat. So wait until you eat. If you don't plan to eat, let's say I come into the sukkah to go to sleep at night. Pretty clear from here, from the second Mishnah Berurah that I should make a leishem a sukkah. So the first one he said, Ninikala Ailam Kedasa Baishem Bavarchala Bishas Achila. And over here he says, no, that's only if you plan to eat. If you don't plan to eat, you make a leishem a sukkah no matter what. So immediately, it's something of an inconsistency in the Mishnah Berurah. It gets worse when you look at the Shaar HaTzion. Yeah, sorry.
What's the reason that
something
wrong?
The reason for the minig is probably because in cases where it's not clear. You're asking why the minig is only when you eat? Yeah, so prior minig is, since it's not clear how much sitting in sukkah is machayev. So it's like a light plug that you only make a bracha when you eat. That's what it sounds like. You eat the mechaber. That's what it sounds like. In the Shaar HaTzion, it gets more confusing. The Shaar HaTzion, it's sort of in between. He says, "Hinei anochi etakti gas hagraz the shulchan harav dafke meichel sham." Okay, shulchan harav says only if you're eating in the sukkah do you make a leishah b'sukkah. Now listen to this. Listen to what he says. It's an in between shita. Haminig shenagu niratamai is that chayyadim. It's the Mishabura talking. Niratamai, haminik shenagu, to make a bracha only when you eat. Hurak bebeisai, in your own house, your own sukkah. Shederach lekvaya shamsuda, people eat in their own home. Abo bebeis acherim, when you're visiting someone else. Shederach lekvaya shamsuda, that's how we eat your meals. Lukuliyava kol shedich lisham chayim levarech. So you hear what Chaya he's saying now? It's sort of in between. In your own house, wait till you eat. If you're going to someone else's house, you're going to visit somebody, so it's not the derech to eat. Maybe you take a candy, but you don't a tea, but it's not the derech to eat a meal. So there you make a bracha. Then he adds, "V'kamakim diril afiladi day." Hurak shenichnas l'sham writes a leish l'sham. If you're going to your friend and you want to sit there, avakadishnas l'sham ligvay schayvay ukedayim. You're going there just for a minute. You're going in. He's in the sukkah. You go in the sukkah. You say, "Hey, you owe me money. Pay me the money you owe me." So when you say, "Pay me the money you owe me," he's just ligvay schayv yukedayim b'sharesik. They nafka me there. It's like sukkah bias. You're only there because he happens to be there. You're not looking to be in the sukkah. I chutz b'zelu kuliyami tzarik lemarach the loyadim b'misaseik ba'alma. So it's so confusing to me what to do aloch lemaisa. In the first place. He says, the Machabah says clearly, and he says, he calls it minik kol ha'olam. I think it is the minik, right? Everyone, you make brachas only when you eat. Right. And then the second one, he says, no, it's only if you plan to eat. If you don't plan to eat, you make a leishah b'sukkah. And the third one, he says, it's not a stira, but he qualifies. He says, in your house, wait till you eat. In someone else's house, you make a bracha no matter what. Yeah, if you're visiting your friend the sukkah, the owner of the sukkah doesn't make a bracha, and you do. I looked up the Chayyadam, he's saying Nira Bedaita. Chayyadam doesn't say anything like that. Chayyadam's not mechalit in your house or someone else's house. So I don't even know. I don't know what to do, Lamaisa. It's something very confusing. One of the boys upstairs asked me about this, and I told him we only make a bracha when we eat. So he says, but what about this Mishnah Berurah? I said, yeah, but what about that Mishnah Berurah? You know, it's extremely extremely confusing, and it's hard to know. I don't know. He says, "Nagu kala ilam." You know, if you really fast the whole day of Chabad, you know. I don't know.
Rabbi, is making a bracha raya that you're getting a mitzvah for yeshiva sukkah?
No, the mitzvah is, the bracha is never
makiv. You get mitzvah points just being in the sukkah.
You get the mitzvah points with or without the bracha. A bracha is never makiv on a mitzvah. Correct. It's true, it's an indication that you're doing the mitzvah, but the bracha is never ma'akim on the mitzvah. Now, I want to point out something else. What?
Why don't you just say sefer bracha zahakel? I don't know if you
could say. I could say sefer bracha zahakel, it just still bothers me the Mishnah Berurah's inconsistency. It's not like one Mishnah Berurah here and one there. This is all, it's on the same page. I want to point out one more thing. People are aware, let's say you want a drink of soda, you could have it in the house. It's a mila to go to the sukkah, but you're not mechayev to go to the sukkah. When you're eating a meal in the sukkah, a regular Shabbos meal, you're eating a meal. And you go into the house, let's say you're helping serve, which doesn't happen to many of us too often, or you're going in the house to get a safer, or use the bathroom for a minute. And then while you're in the house, you want to take a cup of soda. The B'nai Shleima, he says, that's aser. It's not a din in soda. It's a din in a meal. Meals have to be in the sukkah. Any part of a meal is also part of that meal. In other words, once you're washing, the entire meal is yeshiva sukkah. The meat is also, even though for meat itself, you're not mechuyev to go to a sukkah. But when you're washing, it's all part of a meal. Then even the shahakos of the meal are part of the meal. The mitzvah is yeshiva sukkah. And every part of the meal is part of yeshiva sukkah.
Even the dessert,
which
you normally make another bracha.
This is from Reb Shleimer, the Dayan of Vilna, the Binyan Shleimer. So I think Mikray Kaddish brings it as well. But, okay. Right. The difference is here you're mechuyev to do it in the sukkah. You're mechuyev. People sometimes eat at work also, but in sukkah, even though you have a house, you eat at work. But if you're washing, you're mechuyev to find the sukkah to eat at. That's the mitzvah.
Is a separate mitzvah each time, or just this once for the day?
Well, if you're going to be in the sukkah a whole day...
No, but you're going in and out. It's a separate mitzvah.
It depends if it's Hesach Hadas. No, every moment is a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to break and then do it again. It's straight. I try, when I don't have distractions, and Chol Moed, I try to come here, daven Shacharis, and go into the sukkah and stay until the evening. What? If there's Hesach Hadas. Mishabura's Lashon is going for davening, it's Hesach Hadas. It's a little strange. I come here for Shacharis, I go out to learn in the Sukkah if it's a nice day. I'm there a whole day. 1:40 I come here for Mincha. Mishabura says going to daven is Hesach Hadas. You make a new bracha when you go out. So of course I'm Akratid again, take more cake, you know, to make a Lashon of Sukkah. Don't give me eights, I like to eat. It's, what? I eat. I'm akpati. If I then you have to steer the Mishnah Berurah. I don't know. It's funny. My chavras, I do. The shul sukkah is the. I don't know. Maybe shul sukkah is like my chavras sukkah. I don't know. I hear. Okay. You're not mechuyev. It's a hinder. The more a person eats in a sukkah, the more it's a hiddur. And Maram Malka Mari, I'm very confused about the gedarim for it. Okay. The Tzedukim Paskin from Teresh Abiksav, we're Orthodox. We have to go to Shulchan Aruch. I don't know. You know why? I think the question is, what's a Taich Teshvu? I think that's the question. How much yeshiva is Teshvu? I'm not sure. I'll tell you, along these lines, Let's say you have a friar neighbor, or they have Lubavitch sets up these sukkahs and they pull people in. They have friar neighbors. You say, come, you've never been in a sukkah, come in. Can he make a bracha? Is he mekayim yeshiva sukkah? If you go into a sukkah, like it's a museum, is that yeshiva sukkah? Mishnah Berurah says, if you go in Ligvais Chayvai, you really don't care about the sukkah, that's Mesasei Ba'alma. What do you say? Yeah, you should do it, but can he make a bracha? I mean, is it... He's eating cake. So, I hear. Yeah, once you give him the cake. What? What about the tefillin? But there's no teshvu. It's a ritual. It's not. The mandi amen mitzvah sent riches kavana too. Okay. Okay. I want to talk a little about the sukkah itself. There's some yediyas that this is a yeshiva sukkah, and I want to talk a little about the sukkahs, about mats. The minhag to use mats is the time of the Gemara, daf yotes, I think, or the last fischach for a sukkah. There are three mats available in the marketplace. There's the stark. I didn't look this year if it's different. It's been this way for the last 10-20 years. There's always the star K mats, where the sticks are connected with a nylon. It looks like fishing tackle that connects the schach. And then there's the OK Hechsher mats, which are connected with cotton, which are cotton strings connecting them. They're actually mats made in China as window shades. Shades, and they use it for this. A mat that's made to sleep on is Makabel Tumah, and it's Pasul. A mat that's made for a V-line, Gemara says a V-line is Makabel Tumah, because the Shabbos warms himself by it, but it is, you can't wrap yourself in them. There's no reason to be Kabbal Tumah. So, yeah. So it's a bay on the end of the first parak. Yeah, you're going to get to it. You get to it within the year. Today, really? Oh, that's amazing.
Not today's daf.
Not today's daf, but you're up to it. Okay. Anyway, no way. So there are three types of mats. There's mats connected with nylon. Mats connected, which are the Star K mats, typically. Again, I didn't check this year. There are the OK mats, which are made with cotton strings. And then there are ones from Eretz Yisrael, which use vine, which use Gedulei Karka to connect everything. So I want to talk to you a little about the dinim of maimin. This has nothing to do with the mat being kosher. The mats are not mekabel tumah. The mats themselves are kosher. There's a halacha of maimid bedavra mekabel tumah. And I want to explain the background of maimid, which is a sugya in Daf Chaf Aleph and Sukkah, and explain what the sugya is about. A maimid is something that supports the schach. It's a support. So let's forget about mats for a minute. Even the good old-fashioned bamboo, where you have a frame of a sukkah that's made out of metal, and you put the bamboo directly on the metal to hold up the schach. So you're being maimid b'davar ha-mekabel tumah. Metal poles are mekabel tumah, and you're maimid, you're holding up the schach b'davar ha-mekabel tumah. Now we all know that you don't do that. What happens if you come to a relative sukkah and look at it, and he's got it that way? So the halacha, the way it says in Shulchan Aruch and in Mishnah Brura, is that the whole deal of maimid is a lechatchila. B'di'evan, a maimid is kosher. Now it's a gezeira that you might, if you're going to be maimid to davar ha-mekabel tumah, you might use this for schach. That's the roiv rishayim hole, and therefore it's a psul lechatchila. It's not a psul b'di'evan. Now the minig is that what we do. What do you do if you have such a sukkah? You put some wooden slats across, and you put the bamboo or the mats on top of the wooden slats. Wooden slats are not mekabel tumah. Pshute kliyetz are not mekabel tumah, and therefore the maimid is wood. And that is the normative halacha l'mais. The Chazaynish has two chumras for which he's famous. Chumra number one, he holds maimid is even possible b'di'evan. He holds you have to be chayshish for those rishayim that a maimid is possible b'di'evan. There's no shaylis or dasyachid in this. All the normal paiskim I don't mean normal as opposed to abnormal. I mean typical that we look at. All hold that maimed is kasher b'diyah. The second tiny he has, which has more support from others, is that a maimed of a maimed is also a maimed. In other words, what do you gain? You have a metal pole that's holding it up. So you say, oh, you know what I'll do? I'll put wooden slats and I'll put bamboo. But without the metal pole, it still would fall down. So in effect, a maimed of a maimed is also a maimed. That's the maimed of a maimed is also a maimed. So, and like him, also with the evidence. Even a maimed of a maimed of a maimed. So even if you have a nail nailing together the walls, if without the nail the walls would fall, and then on top of the walls you have support, and then you have schach. It's also, that's why the Chazanish sukkahs don't have nails or screws, because it's he holds that all this is an issue. Now, what? Well, he holds it's all one big zera maimed, and they're all maimeds. It's all maimeds. Now, it's hard to say if you're going to use a screw to hold it together, you'll come to use it as schach. It's one thing to say the support, another thing a screw, but that's a chazanish's.
They use wooden screws to hold together however they made their.
Right.
Does that mean if he buys himself in that house, he can make a road?
That what? No, because it's chazayin issues. It's das yachid. Rav Palm pointed out Rashi in Sukkah, which is also in the Mishnah Berurah and Tafresh Lamed Aleph Katan Chafei, that even if you just do something to show you're aware of the gzeira, it also takes off the gzeira. Even if you just wrap the canvas around, assuming the canvas is a davar shenu makabel tuma, around a metal pole and put it on top of that. And even that's good enough. At any rate, the sheet is a das yachid. So this is the background, the rules of maimed. Now we go to the mats. What's a shaila with the fishing tackle or the cotton? The shaila is, it's a maimed. What do I mean it's a maimed? I mean the following. When you put a mat, so it depends. If you put a lot of support boards, maybe it would stay. In other words, the question is, when you put up your mat, if you would, you're not going to, but let's say you would snip off these nylon strings, would the mat stay anyway? Now, if the mat would stay anyway, so then the string is not a maimed, because it could stand by itself anyway. So if you have enough wood, it's not a maimed, it could stay anyway. And then you don't have to snip it, you don't have to cut it. If it's once it could stay anyway, it's not an issue. The same thing in our sukkah here in the shul, we use zip ties to hold down the schach. So people tell me, "Maimi b'davar makabel tuma." You're holding the schach with zip ties of plastic. The b'davar makabel tuma. What plastic? If plastic is davar makabel tuma, but it's a davar apostle schach. Let's say that, okay? Davar apostle schach. So, but the answer is, it's aimid b'ruach mitzuya. Anytime the sukkah could stand in ruach mitzuya, in normal weather, we don't need to tie it down. Because in normal weather, it stays. Just over sukkahs, there's going to be some storm. And the reason we're tying it down is for Rosh Hashanah Mitzuya. So that's not a maimed. A maimed is something that makes it be able to stay under normal conditions. If it could stand anyway under normal conditions, then Rosh Mitzuya, and you're tying it down just for Rosh Hashanah Mitzuya, so then there's no issue of being maimed. Then there's no problem using zip ties or whatever you want to tie it down. The same thing with the nylon or cotton strings that hold it together. The nylon or the cotton strings are maimed, and if it could stand Baruch Matsuya without it, so then it doesn't matter. If it can't stand Baruch Sheda Matsuya without it, then it does matter. So that it depends on how much support you have under these mats. Now you have to remember, worst case scenario, even if you are being maimed with nylon or cotton, remember the Mishnah Berurah paskins that it's kosher. It's just not lechatchila. Now we try to do things lechatchila. But even if you're stuck, you're not sure, or you go to someone's sukkah, they're using the nylon, so it's not an issue. Because remember that we paskin that it's only lechatchila, not maimed, it doesn't passel b'di'evin. If you're buying mats, it's certainly better to buy the ones with vine. It would seem that the plastic is better than the cotton strings, because cotton strings are pashas aradava makabotum at least midrabanan, and plastic it's a relatively recent machlokes. In general, plastic is makabel tuma. Obviously, there was no plastic until the 1880s when Mr. What? No, the man who discovered it, he's not a well-known name. Mr. Bakeland. Mr. Bakeland discovered plastic. And what? Petroleum. So the question is, if plastic is makabel tuma. Roiv paiskim hol, plastic is not makabel tuma. And I always feel it's a hachana for Yemaisa Mashiach. Mashiach is going to come. You're going to need, every Jewish home has four sets of dishes: Fleishiks, Melachiks, and Pesach. When Mashiach comes, you get eight sets of dishes. So you're going to need for Tameh and not Tameh. I mean, Anita is Tameh, a Valkyrie is Tameh, you go to Levi, I don't have to be Levi when Mashiach comes. But you're going to need eight sets of dishes. So Rabbi Shalom prepared the refuah before Mashiach. I can't call Mashiach the Makkah, but prepared the refuah beforehand, and we'll have plastic. You're going to need one car for your Yemei Tuma and one car for your Yemei Tara. So slowly they're developing cars that are all plastic. Did you ever look at it? You get into an accident, you see it looks solid. It's all junky plastic. It's all done as a hachana for Yemei Mashiach. As soon as they get the whole thing straight, total plastic, bang, Mashiach is going to come. What? So I'll tell you, it's very interesting. What's a machloikis? I don't like to say it. The machloikis, to a great degree, is a machloikis, an attitude in Psak Halacha, really. Do you have to prove it's Torah, or do you have to prove it's Tameh? Ramesha writes that plastic is not one of the things makabel tuma. Terry tells us which things are makabel tuma. This is not on the list, so it's not makabel tuma. Rabbi Vad Yosef is an interesting thing. Rabbi Vad Yosef says, it says, kol shebiyam tar. Anything that comes from the ocean is tar. Fish skins, you make a keli out of fish skin, it's tar. Seaweed, you make a seaweed. Kol shebiyam tar. He says, where is petroleum? The gigantic underground yamim. What's petroleum? It's a gigantic ocean of oil under the ground. So he holds his kosher b'yamim tar. That's what he writes. Rav Avadya has it in his sefer on Hilchus Nida, Taras, not Taras Mayim. I forgot the name of the sefer. And he writes that he spoke to Gedalia Yerushalayim. They all agree plastic is not makabel tuma. Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, is an exception. He holds plastic is makabel tuma, and the Badi Yashulchan, the Mismachmir, that plastic is makabel, but I think it's a das yachid. And Ramesha, Rabbi Yosef, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, all the names across the board, I think, hold that plastic is not makabel tuma. And getting back to the nylon strings, so nylon is not kosher for schach, but it's not a davar makabel tuma. What? Tvilas kalim? I don't think so. No. No, Tvias Kalim is not do a Toma, because Kliyat is Makabal Toma, and you don't have to tivel it. It's a separate issue there. But, you have nylon and cotton. It would seem that the nylon is slightly preferable, because there are some who hold that the Gezerah Maimit is not on everything. The Mekrei Kodesh, Achelik Beis, I think it is. I remember, I think it's either Peshchav Gimel or Simchav Gimel. Has a piece on the Shittas of Maimon, and some hold it's only some hold it's everything as possible schach, and some hold it's only kelim made out of gedulei karka that makabel tuma. But anyway, the best hiddu would be to use the ones that are connected with the vine, and you avoid any shaila at all. And that's what mahudr. If you already have one of the other ones tend to be cheaper. If you have one of the other ones, you don't have to throw it out. I have four mats or five mats. One of them is a nylon one. I just put a lot of wood under that one, so I don't have the. I don't put it where I sit. I put it where the guests sit. Some fracking. So I mean, Rabbi Avadya's reason would fall away. Okay, I hear. Okay. I would like to mention, yeah. Let's stick with sukkah. I'll come to a little bit after. We're going to kedarkeinu. We're going to get into a 20-minute discussion. We'll talk about lulav and essay. I want to just go through the 8 klolim of sukkah, 4 psulim b'di'evet and 4 lechatchilas. These are generally, you want to go through a mitzvah of how to make a sukkah. There are, for the most part, 8 rules, 4 rules of things that are makir b'di'evet, and 4 rules of things that are lechatchila and not b'di'evet. So to make a summation of it, the 4 b'di'evets, that parcel, all issues I think that we're familiar with. One is the psul of tasav aleimina asui. That's possible with the evid. And it's not uncommon that people put up the schach before the walls. It's not uncommon, especially if you have a few people working on it. So somebody puts up the frame and somebody else puts up the mat, and the walls are not up yet. The first year they built the sukkah in the shul opposite us, diagonally across. They had it that way. They had the frame up with the schach. So I spoke to them, and they took off the schach, and they did it the right way. But people are not aware of it. Tasav aleinu na'asi means you have to have at least 2 and a piece of walls. You have to have enough walls to be machshir before you put up the schach. It is a particularly problematic thing because you can't see it afterwards. When you come to the sukkah, it's got walls, it's got schach. You can't tell that it was made tasav aleinu na'asi. So therefore, it's something people need to be aware of, that you can't put up the schach until you put up at least the minimal walls that are needed for a sukkah. That's number one. The second is a variation of tasav aleinu na'asi, and that is putting up the schach while the dach is covering the sukkah. Sometimes you plan, you have a day off Sunday, Baruch Hashem, it's sunny today, but you have a day off, you're going to build the sukkah, and it's raining. So you put up the dach, and you put up the schach. So it's fascinating. There's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, between the Shulchan Aruch itself and the Achrayim in the Mishnah Berurah. Listen to what the Shulchan Aruch says. First of all, the idea that you're allowed to open and close a dach that's on hinges is not in Hilchos Shabbos, it's not in Hilchos Yom Tov. It's the end of Tav Reish Chavav, where the Bir Allah, the Ramah brings that beyond Tiv Shari the Sagrin of the Pascha, you're allowed to open and close something that covers a sukkah. Im Yesh Lahem Tzirin, if they have hinges, Shesaygru Paseapen, that you turn it on hinges. Ein Bezeh Aloy Mishum Stiro Binyan Ayol Beyond Tiv, something on hinges, you always open and close doors and windows. That's made to open and close. Then he says, "V'loy mishum tasa v'loy mina asu." Listen to a chiddush. Mechaber Amah. Mechaber Amah hold. If you have a roof that's on hinges that opens and closes, you're allowed to put the schach up when it's down, even if it's covered, because it's just a ma'isa koldu. It's not an asiya when it's on hinges. It goes up and down, and they hold it's not a psul. Mishnah Berurah brings chalkin, and therefore we always try to be at the kalashitas. Mishnah Berurah says that that a person should be machmir, and therefore we try to do it the right way.
Why is it fine?
He says the following. He says when you have a real roof, you put up schach, and then you call on a contractor. You remove the roof. So they asiyah. What's the asiyah of the sukkah? Breaking the roof. That's an asiyah. So that's tasav aleinu na'asi. He says when it's on hinges, that's not an asiyah, it's a ma'isa koldu. And therefore, it's really the mechaber, not just the Ramah, that says that it's good. You're allowed to do it. Mishnah Berurah says, ain't that asiyah? And he says that it's okay. But then the Mishnah Berurah brings, v'dad, da'as habach la'achmir, chen hiskem ha'magen avram al-yarabim shari achrayim. V'mshakach, but if you forgot, so Mishnah Berurah says to do it properly. So
you build the sukkah, then you see there's a tree over it.
Yeah, that'd be a kuliyama. If you put up the sack, saw a tree that passes. Okay, depends on whose backyard, but you could cut the tree, but you have to do a sack over. Yeah, because you put up the sack when it was passed.
But once you go to the tree, it's like simultaneous.
But Tesla, I mean, also, the Asiyah, The seal was there when it was kosher. It's like a bit under the roof.
Right.
The third, okay, so number one and two are basically two types of tassel. One is to have the walls up before the schach, and one is to have the roof open before the schach. The other two have to do with where you're sitting. When you sit down in a sukkah, you should look overhead. You should look over your head to find out, you know, where they sat you down, where you're sitting. There are two possible issues. One is you're sitting under nice sukkah. You're sitting under nice sukkah. Yishabura said, the Ramah says, the best thing is to have no nice sukkah hanging from the roof. I mean, it's a Ramah, it's not a Pesach Akron. They shouldn't have a nice sukkah hanging from the roof because it makes problems. If you have it over the table, of course, it's not a problem. But if you're sitting under nice sukkah, it depends. If the nice sukkah is within four tefachim of the schach, that's about 12 inches, within four tefachim to the schach, then it's bottled to the schach, and it's not a problem. And it's not an issue. Probably not, because it's not bottled to the schach. Here it's a noy of the schach. The lights should dafka be over the table. But noy sukkah that's connected to the schach, it's within four tefachim. Now people always ask me, is it the beginning of it has to be, or the whole thing? What happens if it's one of these Xmas decorations that they put in the sukkahs, you know, that hangs down? So I don't know, you know, and I don't know if it goes by the top or goes by the bottom. I don't know the answer. The other thing is, even if it's lower than dalet, if it's not dalet wide, it's also not a problem. It says megimel vadalet is a machloikis. Dalet is a problem. It should be less than gimel, which is about 10 inches. So what? They should be over the table, only over the table. You shouldn't sit under the fluorescent lamp. Now, yeah. So it's not that common to be a problem. Sometimes it is a problem, and so a person has to be aware of it. Now, the next question is: whenever you sit down, you look above you, and you're sitting under a board that supports the staff, or you're sitting under airspace. So under the board is okay. Why? Because really the board is kosher. So schach, our boards are not for tefachim wide. Mikra din, they're kosher. It's not a clue. However, not a well known chumrah that says beferish in shulchan aruch in tafrei shlamid beisiv beis. This is more common with bamboo than with mats. That is, if there's avir that goes across the whole sukkah, even a mashu with bamboo, you could have it. A mashu of straight air going across the whole sukkah. So you're not allowed to sit under that mashu of avir. That sort of splits it into two sukkahs. And it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to sit under the avir. Now the mats, you're not going to have it. Since the mats have the strings, you never have it. What?
You can be in the other sukkah. You can be in two sukkahs.
I understand, but that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch.
It's more
in Shulchan Aruch it says, you're not allowed to sit under avir al pnei kula. Okay, that's what it says. The Chazon Ish holds that even if it's only 7 tefachim across, since a sukkah could be 7 tefachim, he says, avir, that 7 tefachim doesn't pass on the sukkah, but you're not going to sit under it. 7 tefachim, if it's a chumrah of the Chazon Ish, but still we go with the Chazon Ish Ashir, no? So it's, I don't know, 2 feet at least. And so you now sit on the avir according to Chazon Ish, even if it's zayin tefachim. Our palm used to be machmir, so what I used to do with my bamboo is I made sure to put bamboo across every 7 tefachim. So therefore, I didn't have an issue.
So,
Marimakim Anilach, I agree with you, Marimakim. So I'm telling you four possible psulim: two with tassel mirasi, one if the walls are put up later, the other if the schach is put up under a roof. And two, we are sitting under noi in certain cases, and under avir, that's al pnei kol asuka. Those are four b'di'evet psulim. Now, somebody get to that. There are four psulim that are lechatchila dika psulim. One is maimid, which we already spoke about, except for the Chazon Ish. If you're maimid, davar ha-mekabel tuma. The second is where Ramesh is mentioning what happens if the schach is so thick that rain can't get through. If it's so thick that rain can't get through. So the lamaisa of it is that b'di'eved, it's kosher. However, The Mishnah Brura is very machmir on such thick schach, and the Mishnah Brura's lashon is, listen to this, a lot of the big sukkahs, the bub of the sukkah, I remember we used to not eat there, the schach was made very thick that rain shouldn't come through because they have a tish there and it starts raining, it's a problem. I think there was Saimach in the corner, they left an area where the rain could come through and that's what they relied on. Mishnah Brura is very machmir, he says, if the schach is so thick the rain can't come through, if it's impossible to remove some of the schach, so he says, b'di'evet it's kosher, but as lashon is, when it's e'efshir to fix, it's kosher. So at least l'chatchila, a schach that's so thick that the rain can't penetrate is a problem. Now I want to mention to you about rain in a sukkah. I've had this experience in the house. I'm sitting in the sukkah eating a meal and it starts raining. Immediately, everyone goes inside. So I keep on sitting there. In my Shulchan Aruch, it says it has to rain so much that it would ruin the food. That it would do something. Every drip of rain that hits you, it doesn't part you from the sukkah. It's very, very strange. They go running in. The ladies have mechuyev in sukkah. They can run in. But why is everyone running in every time there's a drop of rain? The Shulchan Aruch says has to be an amount of rain that would make the food that you wouldn't want to eat the food, even sensitive food. But every time you feel a bit of drizzle, it doesn't pat you. It doesn't pat you from a sukkah. It's very, very strange. It's one of the issues. I have shalom bayis issues with this. But the women could do it, just the men. You know, the men have things. So maimid is one that's the chatchila. The rain can't get in. The third one is if a guy or a katan put up the schach. Now, this is really confusing. It's a beferish mishnah. What?
It's prevalent
that they get a guy to put up the schach. Now, it's a beferish mishnah. Sukkah's ganvach kosher. Gimel stands for guy. A guy builds a hut for himself, not doing a mitzvah. It's kosher. So you need a shame sale. The schach has to be put up for sale. So where does it come from? How could it be a beferish mishnah? It's a good kasha. The Bir Halacha in Simin Yud Dalet, in Hilchot Tzitzis. There it says, someone who's mechuyev in tzitzis can make the tzitzis. So Mishnah Berurah says, as I think Rabbeinu Tam Shita and Taisus, Mishnah Berurah says, Hu Adin, L'Sukkah, and L'Lulav. And he mentions one or two other things, that somebody who's a Bar Chiyuva should be the one that puts it up. Which means, the person putting up the schach should be a Bar Chiyuva, should be a Yehudi, who's a gadol and a zachar, so that the schach really should be put up. Once the schach here in the shul was put up by Gayim the first time we had it, and everything was zip tied, we called the boys down, and we remember we rolled everything back because that's only a bit lechatchila. B'di'evet it's kosher. These are the list of things. This is the mishnah sukkah's gamvar kosher, but pashta, she's not. She made tzitzis, it would be a problem. So putting up the schach should be done l'chatchila by someone as a god. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that I don't know about kedusha, but okay. The fourth type. The whole thing. If you give me a babia, you have to be a three tefachim because of. I think with the mats, it's just easier to lift the whole thing. Okay, it could be a magbia. With the bamboo, yeah. Love it. Generally three tefachim. Yeah. Now the fourth psul lechatchila. So we had maimid, ava if it's thick, and they gave a cotton. And the fourth is Shulchanei B'Seich HaSukkah, Shulchanei B'Seich HaBayis. And you have to realize, the Gemara talks about seven tefachim, meaning Reshu of Shulchanei. But it's true in a gigantic sukkah. Even if you have a very big sukkah, sometimes there's an overhang, which is possible. So we put a table there. The halacha is, you're not allowed to sit over a table and eat on that table, even though you're careful to stay under the schach, in the table is under apostle roof. How much of the table has to be sticking out? Mishnah Berurah says lechatzila rubai. As roiv of the table has to be under kosher. The Diavad says sagi b'tefach, because the Gemara says a shulchan is a tefach. But if you have a table that's under apostle pot and you're sitting at that table and eating, that itself is exerid rabbanan. In kela kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. That's where the Gemara says that the rabbanan will ikad deraisa. That you're not supposed to eat, even though you're being careful, you're not supposed to eat on such a table. Now, what do you do if you're stuck? People have told me they go near work to a place and they're stuck. So it says an eitzah to not use the table. You have a sandwich, just put your paper on your lap and eat, not on the table. So the table doesn't passle the sukkah. So then the person eating on the table, then it's an issue.
Many times it's
so,
the same table.
Yeah.
Half under.
So like I say, lechatchila, you should have roiv of it where you are, but yeah, but it's good enough at tefach. You definitely have to sit careful that we are sitting.
Many times it's at the Iker table.
The Iker table is under an overhang. And in Frum houses, in Frum homes they have it, because they don't want people under the overhang, so they have to stick a table there. No one should go. You mean when they have the removable roofs?
The women sit.
Why should women be mekayem the mitzvah? I want to leave you with this. I don't understand. A lot of houses today have retractable roofs, and you sit in the sukkah. I went to a varat chol mayid a couple of years ago. I walk into the house, and in the dining room, I've been there in the past, they're having a varat in the dining room, middle of the sukkahs. I said, what are you doing? I figured they're serving shahakals. I said, no, look. Yeah. I look up. It's chach. It's the regular dining room with the couch and everything there. So I don't get it. We say b'schus tzeisi mebeisi hafutza. I don't get it. It's supposed to be like galus, b'makim galus. It's kosher. I mean, it's kosher. But what kind of sukkah is that? They say from the Baal Shem Tov. This is chassidish
Torah.
The Baal Shem Tov. What?
Some people have nicer sukkahs than houses.
It should be kilo rechakting the day. It's like being a kabbal golus on yourself. It's very strange. They say b'shem the Baal Shem that sukkah is 91 is gematria tsei. You go out of your house and say is gematria yudkevavke and shema lekim, the two shema is tsei. The only tsei, go out of the sukkah. So I don't know today. In Kiryas Yoyal and in Square, all these places, they build their houses with rooms that have retractable roofs. It's a selling point. In Eretz Yisrael, I don't remember seeing it. Do you remember seeing in Eretz Yisrael these? It's not by the Americans, by the Israelis. What? Balconies, I understand. A balcony, I understand. But the porches are made. You can do it on the So I can't ask you about the table, but I know my son's Dira, they had a bunch of porches. Some of the porches, the gates were this high, and they put schach. You couldn't stand there, but you could go to sleep there. They had the sleeping sukkahs, which were this way, and the other ones. But, okay, so... How does love at work? I'll give you a share on it, but there's two types of love. Kasasim and Ka'amat. And if you want, we'll talk about it. I want to share everyone a good Yom Tov. We have Ben Azmanim next Sunday. We meet again Sunday, Parshas Nayach.